Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ask the Expert with me, Philip Newbury. We're joined this morning by Julie Mitchell from the Nutrition and Wellness Centre here in Williamsburg. Good morning, Julie. How are you today?
Great, thank you.
Good to see you, and thank you for joining us at WMBG. It's always a pleasure. Now, Julie, what is it that you do at the Nutrition and Wellness Centre?
Well, I am a certified nutritionist and a naturopathic doctor. So yeah. I am about helping people get well or stay well or discover some of the underlying issues of what might be going on in their life. Mm-hmm. We also do colon hydrotherapy. We also do infrared saunas and ionic foot cleanses to help with the clearing and detox process.
I see. Well, can you tell me a little more about the bioenergetic testing? I was reading this on the web, on your website, and that's very interesting.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a technique and assessments that I do to help me listen in on the body, like eavesdrop in on the body to find out where there are imbalances. So mm-hmm. I'm like a little detective, and my goal is to look under every rock and find out where things may be hidden.
I see. Okay, how long have you been practicing in Williamsburg?
Actually 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the Nutrition and Wellness Center is situated in Norge, isn't it?
Yes.
That's right, yeah. And it's at 151 Christian Sand Drive, Suite 101 in Williamsburg. And if you need to contact them, it's 757-221-7074. So tell me, why would someone come to see you?
There's so many different reasons that people end up coming to the Nutrition and Wellness Center. From a mother that has a sick child that has had chronic issues with maybe ear infections or sore throats or rounds and rounds of antibiotics. Or a woman going through menopause and finding that she wants to find out how she can go through it without using hormone replacements. There could also be senior citizens that are on numerous medications that are wanting to find out maybe some alternative ways to help their body heal.
Yeah.
So lots of different reasons that
lots
people
of different
may come.
Reasons, yeah. Mm-hmm. And when someone comes into your office, how do you know what to do with them? I mean,
we want to look at what the causal factors are behind someone's sickness or disease or imbalance. Sometimes people will have blood work that shows everything's in order, but they actually know that they're not well. And so what I do is I start assessing the body. I do something called a biomeridian scan. And what I do is I send very light electrical impulses through the body that travel through different meridians that are connected to different organs, such as the liver, spleen, lymphatic, large intestine. And when the energy travels through very quickly through those meridians, that will show a stressed or an inflamed system or energetic system analysis, or if it travels through very slowly, that will be a weakened point, or sometimes they travel through at a very balanced rate, and so those are more balanced readings then.
Right. I was looking at your website, and I see weight management. Now, a lot of people fight this battle with overweightness. This is one of the things that you can take care of.
Yes, that is one thing that we deal a lot with, is someone that comes in that would like to change their weight or their body composition. So there are people that come in with weight issues but hardly eat any food. And so they know they're not taking in enough calories to sustain their weight, and so they need to learn what they are doing or what their body is doing to cause them to be in what I call a store body fat mode.
So how do you tackle this one?
Well, if the body is in a store body fat mode, it is typically because someone is in a continual stressful environment, or they are leaning towards something called sympathetic dominance. Mm-hmm. And their body is under enormous amount of stress, and so their adrenal glands will be firing large amounts of the stress hormones, adrenaline, cortisol. And when the body is firing large amounts of cortisol, it will cause the body to get in a store body fat mode. I help teach them techniques to help them naturally move out of that sympathetic dominance into what's called parasympathetic state, as well as doing assessments to see where is the adrenals or the nervous system, is it in balance or is it out of balance? And then I use different things such as herbs, homeopathics, enzymes, probiotics, different things to help balance the body. And then we also do coaching on how to eat healthy diets. And I would encourage all your listeners, if they go 5, 6, 7, 8 hours without eating, they are going to naturally put themselves into a store body fat mode. So it's very important that we eat every couple of hours.
Regularly, yes, yes. Yeah, because I know we've all seen on television all these gimmicks, I call them gimmicks anyway, for losing weight.
Well, I think that you can take a story and turn it about as many different ways as you want and almost tell the same story. So there are lots of books that are out there on how to lose weight, and they have a lot of truth to them. Mm. And they have different ways to draw in different audiences. And so some of these books will work really well for some people, and they will apply those things to their lives, and it will work well. Whereas for other people, it may not work well.
I know. I know of people who have fought this. They've tried many diets and mm-hmm. different things. But so there is a way that you can tackle this.
Yeah, and you want to, I like to individualize things. And so it's important that when people come into my office, they will write out what their goals are. And when I look at that, if they have weight loss as a goal, sometimes there are those underlying issues, even with weight loss, that they really need to deal with. And it can be things that are going all the way back to their childhood, where they struggle with food and food becomes like an enemy to them, and they have to deal with some of those issues. Or again, they may be in that sympathetic dominance where they're overfiring of cortisol, and they could eat any kind of diet and still not be able to lose weight because they're in a store body fat mode.
Yeah. So there is a sort of a medical situation.
Yeah, there's going to be imbalances for some people that need to be addressed.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're joined by Julie Mitchell. Julie Mitchell is with the Nutrition and Wellness Center in Williamsburg, and they're situated at 151 Christian Sand Drive, Suite 101, Williamsburg, Virginia, and their telephone number is 221-7074. Now, Julie, how did the Nutrition and Wellness Center come to fruition?
Well, interestingly, 7 years ago, I started above Charlie's Restaurant at the Williamsburg Airport. Gene Waltrip rented...
I know it very well.
Yeah, Gene Waltrip rented me a room.
Yes.
And I started simply... opened the doors. It was September 1st, 2006, and I was hopeful that someone would come. And a few people started to trickle in, and it became word of mouth. And over the years, it's just grown by word of mouth. And I have just really been encouraged by my clients that come in and their faithfulness to continue with what they begin. Mm-hmm. And it's been really an exciting journey. And from there, we moved over to McClaws.
Oh, yes.
And I worked there for a few years. And then I've been out in Norge for about 5 years.
Oh, good. What I was going to ask you also, is there a scientific basis for this treatment? And, how does it work?
Yeah, well, when we're looking at the body, it works synergistically. So we can't separate the digestive system from the nervous system or the endocrine system. God fearfully and wonderfully made our bodies to heal itself. And so what I do is I look at these different assessment techniques that I do to find out where those imbalances are. And when we're looking at something such as the neuroendocrine system, which includes the brain, the nervous system, and all the glands, those are all the areas of the body that work with communication. Mm-hmm. And so if the body is not communicating well within itself, then that is going to be affecting different systems of the body, and specifically the digestive system. For example, if the endocrine system that includes the hypothalamus is out of balance, then the hypothalamus is what actually regulates the peristalsis of the large intestine. Mm-hmm. And that's the squeezing of the muscle to help with elimination. Mm-hmm. So sometimes a constipation issue could be related to the hypothalamus. And so we want to find out where those imbalances are.
Right.
So I'm not someone that diagnoses. Mm-hmm. I don't work in the medical field, but I do work with how the human body is working and functioning, and so it works that way.
Mm-hmm. Right. Will this treatment address the root cause, or will it just suppress my symptoms?
That's a great question. The way that the body works is it wants to eliminate toxins, and the body has five main drainage pathways in it. I like to talk about how four of them start with L, one starts with a K, so that we can remember them. So the four that start with L are large intestine, lungs, lymphatic system, large intestine, and then the kidneys. Mm-hmm. Those five main drainage pathways need to be open and flowing in order for the toxic load in the body to be eliminated out. If those systems or combination of them are not working, then the body will begin to store toxins. And the body will store toxins intuitively in the safest place, which will be in the body fat, mm-hmm. and the extracellular matrix. That's the space between the blood vessels and the cells. And so the body will store those toxins until the system is set up to eliminate them. And so when I'm energetically checking someone, I want to see what's happening with those organ systems.
I see. Are there any side effects? And if not, how do you know this?
Side effects of maybe what their
treatment.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, the body is, like I was saying about how the drainage pathways work, mm-hmm. those five main drainage pathways need to be open and flowing. And if they're not, you're going to get expressions in the secondary, which are the sinuses, the skin, and the reproductive organs. So if we're having a lot of symptoms with our sinuses or itchy skin or rosacea or eczema or reproductive organ systems, then we want to look at those main drainage pathways and getting them open and flowing. And so if we think about those toxins being stored in the extracellular matrix and the body fat, when we get those main drainage pathways open and flowing, those toxins are going to come back into the system. And as they come into the system and the back into the blood and working their way through the drainage pathways, we can get healing crisis symptoms. So it could be that the body is taking a lot of energy to move those toxins out. And in that process, we could get reoccurring headaches for a day or two, or our bowels might become loose before they get more formed, mm-hmm. or just general fatigue. It takes a lot of energy for the body to heal itself. It takes energy to move toxins out of the body. So with that in mind, we have to allow ourselves to rest. If we have a lot to do and we're trying to go through healing, it will slow down that process and potentially make the healing crisis, or also it could be called Herxheimer's reactions, last longer. So the more you can give into it, take some time, allow 5-minute breaks or maybe a half a day off. Don't work out quite as hard. Take a little bit lighter workout, light walks, rather than beginning a full force new exercise program at the beginning of protocols I put people on.
I see. Can I continue to take my allopathic drugs while on this treatment?
Absolutely. I will never tell someone to stop taking a medication that a doctor has put them on. Mm-hmm. There may come a time where our clients will want to talk to their healthcare practitioners about coming off a medication. There are also times when someone may be on a blood pressure medication, and because of the changes in their lifestyle that they're making, their blood pressure could possibly go too low being on a blood pressure medication. And so they would want to be communicating with their healthcare practitioner to see if maybe they would want to stop taking that medication. I have had some clients that have made that choice on their own, but I do recommend them talking to their healthcare practitioner.
Yeah, of course. How long will I have to stay on this treatment?
Well, that's another loaded question.
It is a bit, but that's one I wanted to know, because I know it probably depends a lot on their condition, but is it a long process?
It's different for everyone. What I like to teach people is to build their own home apothecary. And what I mean by that is, when someone has a symptom, if they can go to something, an herb or a homeopathic or enzymes or probiotics, if they could go to that and they have that in their home and they can help the body heal itself, then they are empowered. And my goal is to empower my clients to know what to do when they begin to have symptoms. And so for some people, they may be on larger amounts of a certain thing for a certain period of time until, when I am bioenergetically assessing them, we see those parameters such as the liver gallbladder, which is often out of the balanced area. Mm-hmm. We wait until that gets into a balanced area. And then when it gets there, we can start tapering off or stopping some of the protocol that we take. But I also tell people that they're their own science project every day. Symptoms are our friend. God created our bodies to heal itself. When we cut ourselves, we don't have to concentrate on getting our skin to heal. It will do it automatically. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made to heal. So if we give the body what it needs, it is absolutely designed to heal itself.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're joined by Julie Mitchell from the Nutrition and Wellness Center here in Williamsburg. And you're listening to Ask the Expert. And Julie, can we go back a little bit to the bioenergetic testing?
Uh-huh. So you want to know a little bit more about that?
A little bit more about that.
So what I have is, I have a system that sends electrical impulses through the body and works kind of like an EKG system that sends that electrical impulse
through.
Yeah,
most of us have been involved with EKGs, so we're all familiar with that one.
Yeah, and so this bioenergetic assessment is going to give us an ability to look inside the body, eavesdrop in there, and see what systems are in balance and out of balance. And when I'm able to do that, it will give me an ability to connect with my client and help them put a validation mm-hmm. on what they may be feeling and they haven't been able to maybe uncover through blood work. I also do something called applied kinesiology, and that has to do with I use their left arm muscle, and I do sensory input into usually their right hand. So I'll assess and test people with different foods, and I will see with that sensory input in their right hand what the motor output is in their left hand. And again, I'm looking for strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And then when people are able to feel that, they can then make their own decisions about whether to continue with a food or a drink that is causing a weakness. But generally, I will encourage them to take a break from that food or drink for 30 to 60 or more days and let the body build and regenerate during that time. Because when the body is needing to heal, we want to take out what I call splinter foods. There are some foods that we're bringing and drinks that we're bringing into our bodies that are causing weakness. Mm-hmm. And when people can actually feel that, they will make different decisions based on that.
I see. Now, can you tell the listeners how they would go to your website?
Yeah, so you could go to the nutritionandwellnesscenter.com and learn quite a bit about what we've talked about today.
Exactly.
And you can also learn about recipes. We've got lots of recipes on our website. Most of them are gluten and dairy free, and not all of them. We also have information about the different nutrition body composition testing that I do. I do quite a bit with body composition testing because I do want to see the fat mass, but I can also see with a body composition the inner and extracellular fluid, because as we were talking about before, that extracellular fluid can build up.
Right.
So I can use that system as well to see what's going on with that. So there's a lot on the website. It's a pretty meaty website. You have to kind of turn and twist in there as far as you want to, but
Yeah, I was on it this morning and found it very interesting what I pulled up. And we're talking with Julie Mitchell this morning from the Nutrition and Wellness Center. So, Julie, what would be the characteristics of somebody who's not healthy?
Well, somebody that is not sleeping.
Okay.
Either they can't fall asleep or they're waking up every couple of hours. That would be the sign of someone that may be in that sympathetic dominance that I was talking to you about before.
Right.
Where they're overfiring their cortisol. They're in a chronic stressful state. Someone that doesn't have bowel movements every day. You should typically have 1 to 3 bowel movements a day. When you were a baby, your mom was changing your poopy diaper probably 3 times a day.
Probably did.
We should continue to have those kind of bowel movements every day. Mm-hmm. We should be having, you know, 1 to 3 bowel movements a day, and they should be of a healthy consistency.
Mm.
So sometimes I talk quite a bit in my office about bowel movements, and I'm not sure that this is the time to go into that.
Maybe not.
But some of the other characteristics would be not a lot of body odor. You shouldn't have strong body odor.
So this would throw a flag up and say, I need to go and see you.
Yeah, if you're using perspiration deodorant and you still have a lot of body odor, that sure is a sign. Also, our skin should be clear. We should not have eczema, psoriasis, just issues with our skin. It should be clear and it should be not dry.
Right.
Other things, lots of food cravings. If you have a lot of food cravings, that is not a characteristic of a healthy person. Fatigue, if we're tired all day long, if we wake up tired, if we have to do stimulants to wake ourselves up, caffeine, nicotine, the 5 stimulants being caffeine, nicotine, red meat, salt, and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
If you are craving a lot of those and you need those to keep yourself up during the day, that would be the sign that one of the signs that you're not healthy. You can't handle stress. You emotionally explode, or you go into your turtle shell, or you pick up your toys and you go home and you can't deal with stress. Those are signs of not a healthy person.
And you can treat children as well?
Yep. Infants to women that are pregnant to senior citizens. And I do, actually. I got someone walked in last week. I wasn't able to be there. I was out of the office, but her and her husband came in, and she had not been able to get pregnant, and she hadn't had a period in years, and I wasn't able to talk to her, but she couldn't hold back, so she called the office and told me that she was pregnant. Her and her husband was excited. She never did have a cycle. She just went right into pregnancy, and so it was a very exciting time for her.
So you were able to treat this lady?
Well, I don't know if treat is the right word. I'm always looking for imbalances. I'm trying to help the body heal itself. So
right.
I'm when I find those imbalances and I help the body balance, when I'm doing that bioenergetic assessment, I'm putting programs together based on what those imbalances are. So I did use herbs. I used homeopathics. I used probiotics, enzymes, different things with her. But it's not that everybody should do that. It's just that that's what she needed, as well as another woman that started with me it was probably about a month or two ago. She hadn't been able to smell or taste in years. And within a few weeks, she was smelling and tasting again. And that was a matter of helping her to find balance. She stopped eating certain foods. She began using homeopathics and herbs. I think I used enzymes with her. But they're very powerful. These homeopathics, when I use homeopathics are basically like medications with no side effects. They are diluted down substances, which could be a flower essence, it could be a leaf, it could be a root part of the plant. And we use those to help treat different symptoms and imbalances. And so they come in the body as a message. And homeopathics remind the body to do what the body already knows how to do. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty incredible. The woman that had not had a cycle, she said as soon as she started this particular homeopathic that I put her on, she said she started to feel something different. And
wow.
It was very powerful for her.
Yeah, I see. We've all seen the commercials on the television for certain drugs, and then they give all the disclaimers afterwards.
Yeah.
So there's no side effects with these homeopathics.
Well, when we talk about side effects, when you're taking medication, the medication is set up to have certain effect on the body, and typically it stops certain enzyme activity. So medications work as blocks. And when we stop an enzyme activity in the body, it will create other enzyme activities, mm-hmm. which are the side effects. So when we're looking at the word side effects, it depends on what we're talking about. Because as I was saying before, we can go through healing crisis, mm-hmm. or Herxheimer's reactions as the body is opening up and releasing toxins. So it depends on what we're talking about when we say side effects.
Very interesting. Well, Julie, you're very knowledgeable in what you've been talking about this morning. Where did you learn all this?
Well, I started my undergraduate in Nebraska, the University of Nebraska, and I got a degree in elementary education and special education, as well as adaptive physical education. And so I began my years as a teacher. And then I began my greatest work ever, which was being a mom to mm-hmm. my four wonderful children, Nick, Allie, Lizzie, and Calvin. And I was a stay-at-home mom for many years.
Right.
And while I was there at home, I noticed that my oldest son was chronically sick, lots of rounds of antibiotics and ear infections, and wasn't really getting well. And by the time he was five, I had my fourth, and I took him to a nutritionist, and he was able to change his diet, and it was the next day I saw dramatic differences in taking out a few different food items. And so I thought, wow, that is so impactful and so powerful. And so at that point I started to educate myself and to learn, and then I went to school through the American Health Science University and studied nutrition and got a degree in nutrition. And from there I continued to apply what I was learning to my family, and then I began to have a few other people that were interested as I was being a stay-at-home mom. And so my youngest son, who's now 19, has never been on antibiotics, and it's not that he's never been sick. It's just that I learned over the years how to treat him with herbs and homeopathics and the different things that I talked about. And then while I had begun to do the work that I do here in Williamsburg, I went back to school to the school called Trinity and got my naturopathic doctor degree. And I just continued to educate myself. And I've also gone to a bioenergetic college to learn more of these techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day I am really learning from my clients and gaining more interest in tough cases. I find the tougher the case, the more fun I have.
Yes.
So, and then also I think about my children, and I think about one of the greatest gifts that I can give to them and my husband, which is me healthy and well until the day the Lord calls me home.
Right.
My mom had breast cancer, and then she also has Alzheimer's now. My dad had colon cancer and had Parkinson's and passed away a couple months ago. So I know what my genetic weaknesses are. I also know that I have genetic strengths. And so I do what I do, not only for my clients, but I do it for myself. I work out regularly. I drink water. I eat a healthy diet. I take herbs and homeopathics, based on the fact that I don't want my genetic weaknesses to play out. There was a gentleman named Francis Collins who was the director of the National Institute of Health, and he made a statement that really impacted me greatly, and it was genetics loads a gun and environment pulls the trigger. So we have to look at our genetic weaknesses, and we have to know that they're there, but it does not mean that they have to play out. We have control over our destiny, and there are things that we're doing, foods that we're eating, thoughts that we're thinking that are creating a weakness in our body, a stress in our body, that make these genetic weaknesses more likely to play out. If we think about the Black Plague, a third of the people died, a third got very sick, and a third were healthy, and they were taking care of everybody else. Everybody was exposed to the same microbes, but it was the ones that had the healthy environment that were not having that play out, and they were able to take care of other people. So we have the ability to be empowered to take care of not only ourselves, but the people and the influences that God has put into our life, and to make it a better world based on what we're doing.
Thank you, Julie. Very interesting. And thank you for joining us on Ask the Expert this morning.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're joined by Julie Mitchell from the Nutrition and Wellness Center in Williamsburg. You can find Julie at 151 Christiansand Drive, Suite 101, Williamsburg, Virginia. And you can contact them at 221-7074. This is Philip Newbury for WMBG and Ask the Expert.